Hello, everybody. Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today, we're going to be talking about Spider-Man, we're going to be talking about Star Wars, and we're going to be talking about Coco. Get ready? Yeah, okay,
welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Disney Movie News.
Can someone write lyrics to our intro Disney song? Movie, that would be Disney really
movie,
cool.
Disney Movie
I think
News.
You should.
Disney Movie News.
I will do it.
Good. Next week on Disney Movie News.
I will write.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but I just wrote the lyrics to the song.
Oh. Leo, you can't have everything.
Too late. I already got it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News, the show whose lyrics are Disney Movie News. Got it. Owned it. Hey, everybody, I'm Leo Camacho. I'm your host, and I'm not... Whoa. Disney movie.
No,
wait,
wow,
I have to learn it.
So
yeah, I wasn't
good.
Ready. I wasn't ready.
Can I buy the soundtrack?
Let's
wow.
watch.
All right, guys, we're going to go one more time. Here we go. And you ready? You ready, Leo?
Yes,
you got the lyrics ready?
Yeah. Three.
All right, I'm going to throw that on the sick beat. 3, 2.
Disney movie news. See?
We can do better than that. That's
no.
all I have to say.
Maybe as a collective whole,
How
but not.
How did everyone else feel about that?
Everybody's saying 5-star ratings. Everybody's saying they're going to buy the album.
Better.
Is it on iTunes? I'm reading the chat. Is it on iTunes? Yes, it is.
Apple Music, Spotify.
If you want to hear more music from me, you can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere on social media because that's my name. But first, before you do that, you have to make sure you follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube, Popcorn Talk Network. And then you can watch all the shows about everything you like, and all of them have the same theme song. It's all Disney Movie News' theme song. But who dis?
New phone, who dis? It's Sarah. My name's Sarah Snitch. Find me everywhere at Sarah Snitch and on Thingamavlogs.
All right, I will. Mm-hmm. Who dat?
Hi guys, I'm back. Leo, I didn't
that was loud.
Rip headphone users.
My name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And I just need to say this really quick.
Yeah.
I just out Zelda'd Leo, Mr. Gamer guy.
She did, yeah.
I literally just out Zelda'd
well,
him.
Well, to be fair, I've purposely not been looking anything up about Breath of the Wild. I've
I
been
didn't
to
look
it
up, but
how
I
did you
just
know?
Knew it.
You didn't just know.
I knew it
know
from
it.
Conversations with other gamers.
Guys, we're both addicted to BOT dubs.
I've been playing Breath of the Wild all day. My eyes can't close.
I'm sorry.
That was intense. I've never heard that sound
really
in Disney
that
movie
was,
news. Okay, let's calm down, Steven.
Why don't you calm us down over there?
Yeah, I've never played Zelda. This may come as a shock to you guys. Never played Zelda. Well,
excuse me?
I know, but my name is Renee Ariel. I am watching all the Resident Evil movies on Amber Plaster's channel on YouTube.
Oh.
If you want to check that out,
those
we're doing another
Disney.
Reaction.
I saw you doing that stream.
It's just, you know, pimping my stuff.
You huh? stream your reactions on IG?
Yeah, we do on Instagram. And then we have the actual, like, reviews on YouTube if you want to check them out. And then everywhere else, like all my photos and stuff, at Renee Ariel on Twitter and Instagram.
High level review. You like them? Great, cool. Guys, so we have a lot of interesting news today. A lot of little tidbits,
Wait,
little droplets.
Wait, can I give my review really quick?
Of Resident Evil?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
we were
that's
talking
right.
about Resident Evil.
Okay, yeah, yes, let me set this up. Let me dress the stage for you. Last week we did a review here on the show. We got very lively. We had a lot of opinions. We got very emotional. But Keaton was not here, and she texted us, like, please wait. And we're like, we can't wait. It's Beauty and the Beast. Everybody's dying to know. So... the first segment of today's show.
I blame you, Roger.
Keaton reviews.
So, what I will say about Beauty and the Beast live action is I thoroughly enjoyed the experience at the movie.
Yeah.
I had a lot of nostalgic moments. I really had fun. We were literally the only people in the theater because there was a blackout right before and everybody left.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard with
you. Anyways, I had a fun time watching the movie. Is it a good film? No, it's not. It's not a good film. The Beast, his new song is the best.
This is his
I
new song.
That's
what
is
you're
this
listening
his new song? Is this it?
No.
God, I'm like gonna tear up because I'm just thinking about how Belle's mom dies. Oh my God, I did not need to know how.
Roger
she
wants
died.
To know what did he do, and also I want to say Genesis Singh, you are absolutely beautiful.
Roger, I got home from YouTube. Like, no, Roger, this is why. Because you were a special guest last week, we could not postpone the Beauty and the Beast review to this week when I last minute could not come.
This
anyways,
music is killing
not
me.
A good
so
movie,
good.
But I really enjoyed it.
A fun trip to the theaters.
A fun trip to the theaters for
Fair.
The whole family.
Roger, and well, it's not a good film.
The worst part was Emma Watson.
You also liked Pete's Dragon.
Oh,
so.
Snap.
Shut down.
Steven, I missed
Steven,
having you up.
Every this week, Steven, I have
missed,
to.
I missed
you.
You
have to.
The angel has returned.
He's killing
to
it.
Cloudy kingdom.
Wait.
Roger's mad at me in the chat.
Everybody's losing it right now.
Steven, what are we doing today? What are we talking?
Probably,
dude. The volume is crazy today.
Sorry, I'll turn it down. But probably not about what we were talking about last week, just because Keaton didn't make it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's fair.
Let's
that's
move
fair.
On.
You know what we are talking about.
I thought you were going to say let's talk Dazney, like you were saying before.
Let's talk about Homecoming.
He's throwing some shade at me. I want to talk about Spider-Man.
My favorite superhero of all time, Spider-Man. What's the web crawler?
I love the new trailer.
Now Wakatu. Okay.
No.
That's how you would write it. Why
did I do this the other day and you were laughing? I was like,
oh yeah.
Because yeah,
it's
you
written
doing
flip
that
instead
too.
Of But you
I
didn't say
Sarah
thwip. No? Okay. Guys, we gotta.
You should do sound effects for Spider-Man.
Yeah, I want to set something up. The new Spider-Man Homecoming trailer came out, but. Guys, fair warning, it reveals a lot of the film. A lot. So, if you're trying to avoid spoilers and you don't want to take in a trailer that literally tells you everything about the movie, it is an amazing trailer, by the way. I read an entire article about why it's a good trailer, and it is.
Leo, where can we read that article?
I don't remember. It was a Facebook link, but I read it. And
I thought you wrote it.
No, I didn't write it. No, it just talks about how like the editor knew how to set this up and set up the dynamic between like Spider-Man. This is a singular story. It's not. I'll just say this in case you are going to skip the trailer. It's a singular story, and it focuses on Spider-Man learning how to deal with his newfound abilities, and not about saving the world from an alien race or anything like that. This is like a singular villain, and he's just learning to hone in on his powers with the looming presence of the Avengers. So, if you don't want to know more than that, mute your thing for like 2 minutes. We're going to play the trailer, and we're going to talk about it. Go for it.
Cool suit!
Cool suit, bro. They talk about that, by the way. He's such a good spider. I love this.
Oh, he like jumped into his suit.
He's actually a child.
He's just a kid. Just a boy.
What's up, guys?
Hey. I love that his mask has a muffle. So
to become an Avenger, I just think it's so much more realistic in how the suit kind of sucks. Yeah. It makes more sense.
And it's cool because it's got like Stark tech.
Yeah.
Just stay close to the ground.
I love his friend. I love his friend.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I love that his friend can put the suit on.
10 years ago. 15 years ago. He stole his shield. You would have told me that Spider-Man was going to be swinging next to Iron Man? I would have pooped in my pants.
You would have pooped your pants?
Yeah.
Like Stark, they don't care about us.
Oh, Michael Keaton reprising his role as Birdman.
Literally. What he's saying there is like he's too small of a villain for the Avengers to care.
Crazy dangerous. Listen, Peter, forget the flying monster guy. There are people who handle this sort of thing. Illegal weapons ferry was at 2:30.
I feel like I've seen this before. The whole, it's very Batman, Christopher Nolan Batman to me, everybody on a ferry.
Really? I think, the ferry thing.
The ferry thing.
To me, it's just so much more colorful.
Well, it's a children's movie.
Yeah. I've seen that in Spider-Man too.
I've not never
Teamwork.
Seen Iron Man doing that.
I was just trying to be like you. And now's about the time where we see too much.
Yeah,
now it's like that would have been the trailer. I would have been cool with that, but it keeps going. Yeah. Which
but
is fine. I'm cool
hate
with this
when
too.
Movies do that.
No, but they're literally like, okay, so we give him the suit, and then we're going to take it away.
This,
and then he's gonna...
You can tell that this is the Sony marketing kicking in now. But to be fair, it's still good. And you get to see the Shocker there, which is really great. And then you notice that Spider-Man doesn't have a suit anymore because he says, I'm nothing without the suit.
Yeah, but like the element of surprise, you
know?
I know.
And
everybody you love. This movie is still going to make
Mary Jane?
A ton of money.
Mary Jane? That's cool. That's cool.
The guy is still out there.
Yeah, he
just
is.
Gotta do this on my own.
Dude, he pulls off the American accent so well.
He sounds so young.
He is young. He's in high school. The actor's actually like 19.
The actor, okay, the actor had to have been young too.
Where's
usually
Zendaya?
They play like way don't young for.
You saw a piece of her?
Huh? Not in this one.
Right. Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Yeah. And you hear her voice.
But like, can there be
you
more of
like
her?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. I forgot she's in this.
Uh huh. Right?
Because she, even though they showed the whole movie, they forgot Zendaya.
No, she was in it.
No,
where?
She, yeah, she
when
was
she like runs into like
for
kissing
like
him
a second.
Dance. Yeah,
no, that's not Zendaya.
That's
not her.
No, that's the love interest. Zendaya plays a different person.
I know, it's weird because like everyone on the internet was like, oh my god, Zendaya's gonna be Mary Jane, like blasphemy, but now it's she's not even Mary Jane and like no one is talking about all this.
That's
other girls,
so weird. Right? I can, who is she?
She's right. Like their friend.
I gotta do some research on that one. But yeah, that was the trailer for
Spider-Man. Remember in the first trailer? When there's that...
Yeah, there's that girl sitting at the corner
frumpy
of the
looking girl, and she's like, you guys are losers.
Yeah.
That's Zendaya.
Yeah, but who is she?
I don't know.
That's like the whole... It's like a secret of who she is. I'm looking at it on IMDb
Felicia
right
Hardy
now.
Calling it now.
Donald Glover in it.
Yeah, Donald Glover. He's like That's the toy exciting. Maker guy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's everything.
So yeah, no, I think it's... some other news came out today that Sony was saying that this might... the Spider-Man might deviate away from the Marvel Cinematic Universe after this film. Or possibly after the film after this film.
Because they're doing the Venom movie?
Yeah, well, so the Venom movie is supposed to live in its own cinematic universe. It's not even part of this Spider-Man universe, which is super weird because that means that they're going to make a movie about Venom being an anti-hero before he's ever a villain, which kind of contradicts the public's sort of understanding of who that character is. We're not going to get too deep into that because that's definitely not Disney. This is Disney, though, mm-hmm. because Iron Man is Disney, and they own Marvel, and Marvel's basically half of this movie, which is really, first of all, in and of itself is absolutely phenomenal. The fact that Sony and Marvel were able to partner up on this, even though the IPs belong to different properties, this is like Who Framed Roger Rabbit scale of
yes.
partnership. It's insane.
But why would they only have him be part of the MCU in this movie? Everyone's so hyped about that, and then they're just going to be like, never mind.
They don't want to share that.
Cash. Oh my god, it's going to make more money than any other
I realize, and I think that after this movie, perhaps they may reconsider. Of course, that is just sort of in the rumor mill right now, and that's what's been written about today. But we don't know. We don't know for sure. What I can say is this trailer looks amazing, and this trailer looks like it's going to be a really fun movie.
Well, and I would love to throw this out there, you guys. I will be interviewing one of the actresses from this movie.
Excuse me?
Yes. Jonah, who's a friend of mine, who's been on AfterBuzz before. I'm just saying I'm gonna try to... We're not talking about Spider-Man Homecoming in particular, but we're talking about a couple of our other projects, but I will be interviewing her here.
Here
at Popcorn Talk. Not
this show?
Not this show.
I quit.
But Popcorn Talk, I Talk Movies on April 3rd, which is Monday at 6 p.m. So you guys make sure you tune into that. I'll tweet out the link and take some pictures.
Can I like come sit in that chair over there?
I would love you to come. Yes. Leo, you're free. Come.
When is it?
Monday, 6 p.m.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, come.
Yeah, maybe.
I have a co-host.
Cool.
Be great.
Just sit in the corner and don't say anything.
Yeah, Leo just kind of like fanboys in the corner a little bit.
Yeah, that's obviously that's fine. I don't care. Yeah. What do you guys think of the trailer? Let's talk about the actual trailer. Not any of the news behind it. Not any of the studio networks and the back and forth. How do you guys feel? And also, this goes to the chat, too, because by the time you hear me asking you, she will be done talking, and I will read your comments. How do you feel about... Let's start at that end. How do you feel about this trailer?
So, the only Marvel movies I've seen... Well... I've mainly seen the Spider-Man movies.
I love the Spider-Man movies.
I don't know if I'll love this as much as the other ones.
Because it's too Marvel-y?
It's too Marvel-y.
Wow, that's
I don't like that Iron Man's in it. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll see it and be like, wow, this was great.
You haven't seen any of the Avenger films, though.
Nope.
Maybe that's
why
you're
not
pumped.
Avengers film. I just don't remember it at all. I remember being kind of confused because there were so many characters.
You kind of have to watch it in order. The Avengers, like, series, you have to watch
There's
them
so
in
many
order.
Heroes and villains.
You have to remember, they spent like, a decade plus building up to those movies. So, like,
Oops,
if you start there, it's like coming in at a soap opera, like, in the third to last episode. You don't really, you don't really know.
Like, coming into the OC on season 3.
It literally is just cinematic
opera. Versus
already
dead.
Bachelor season finale.
Yeah, and if you come into the next Avengers movie, it's not even the same Avengers.
What?
It's like going to be a whole new cast of Avengers. They've already changed because some have left, some have died, some have, you know, it's crazy.
I have to catch up before I watch the new Spider-Man movie.
Here's what I'll do. I'll give you a list of the ones you should watch and the ones you can completely skip.
In order. Okay, cool.
Because, like, some you can skip.
I'll watch them with you because I just want
to
rewatch.
You don't need to watch the Thor movies at all. Like, it makes zero difference. You can literally... Okay, then you should watch Thor 1.
Yeah, no, Thor's pretty.
You should watch Thor. I was just, you know, none of the Hulk
movies.
They
don't matter.
None of those. You can skip Captain America 1. I highly recommend Captain America 2. Like, I'll give you a list
of
that.
That's weird.
Civil War's better than the first one. The first one's really boring.
Yeah, you don't have to watch Age of Ultron. You kind of do, but you kind of don't. Anyway, we'll give you that list. I'll put that list online, too. Comprehensive list of how you can catch up in a hurry instead of watching all 37 billion
Guardians of the Galaxy. Just watch that one.
Yeah, and by the way, that's coming out soon. That's coming out real soon. And
I don't know.
They're merging universes. Guardians of the Galaxy is merging with Avengers. It's going to become even bigger and crazier.
Yeah. So much.
And Spider-Man, this is the crazy thing. It's like he's just sort of in there, but he's going to be... They're going to be like, oh, you're getting too big.
It's going to be an Infinity War.
He is going to be in Infinity War. I think that's when they're going to start deviating after that. But anyway, back to the channel. I literally could just talk about Marvel the whole time.
Well, we have a lot of other news also.
We do.
I half like this.
Because
this is what my worry is. I really like Spider-Man because he is one of my favorite superheroes. Him and Batman are kind of at the top.
Bam-bam.
And I think Renee has a really good point. It feels almost too... Like, all the Marvel movies, they all blend into one for me. I've seen them all at least once.
That's what they do really well.
And they just... I can't tell them apart, really, unless I'm really thinking about it. And I really love, though, what they have done with the Spider-Man character and going back to how he was really written. He's a young kid. I think the casting is great.
I like that the movie... So some in the chat, Allison Scott is saying she agrees with Renee that the movie's too colorful. But here's what you don't understand about the Spider-Man comics. They've always been overly colorful. Like, in the Marvel comic universe, Spider-Man's rogue gallery has always been eclectic. It's always been bright. If you watch the 90s animated series, it's super bright and livid. It's like neon colors.
I don't have a problem with the coloring. I just have a problem I'm just saying, with,
it's
with
the spirit.
With the,
the spirit's very uppity and, like, teenager. It's a teenage, like coming-of-age action movie. Yeah.
I hope they kind of... write the humor for this film a little bit more Guardian style.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Rather than normal Marvel movies by just kind of throwing in a couple jokes.
I do
here
think
there.
It will have that silliness.
I want the silliness a lot. I want it to be a kid movie. I want a joke.
Oh, it totally is.
I want a joke from Michael Keaton about being Birdman again.
okay,
and if
fair.
He'll get an Oscar for it. So there's a lot of things
You're mixed feelings.
I have very mixed feelings. I'm going to go see it, and I'm going to be excited to see it.
And you know, in defense of that point, it's like we've been trained for so long to expect one thing of a Spider-Man movie, right? And all of a sudden, there's this massive Spider-Man curveball. Yeah, like Toby and even Andrew, right? Like,
I've never seen any of the Andrew movies.
Oh, they're better than the Toby ones, in my opinion. I think Spider-Man 2 is actually the strongest
Spider-Man
movie.
I think the Andrew ones
movie.
Are better as well.
There you go. We have very similar movie opinions, I've noticed. But Roger brings up a good... He's saying, I'm not really hyped for Spider-Man Homecoming. I'm more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes.
But I'll keep an open mind. I think you should. I think you will enjoy... hopefully we all enjoy this movie. But I think the tone of this one might be lean in that favor. Of course, it's not as fantastical as Guardians, but we'll see.
Speaking of Guardians, can I just throw this out there?
Yeah.
If you guys don't follow Chris Pratt on Instagram, you're crazy. He has this new thing called What's My Snack, and it's basically the diet they've put him on for Jurassic Park 2, and it's hilarious. So just watch it. I love Chris Pratt, and I cannot wait for Guardians 2.
If you can't wait for Guardians, coming out very soon is the Telltale series of the Guardians of the Galaxy game, so you'll be able to get like a little bit of pre-movie information that closes the gap. Yeah, have you ever played any of the Telltale games? They're really, really great. Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out.
Don't give me another game, Leo. Zelda has taken over my life.
It's more of a story game. Like, you just, like, watch it, and then you make decisions as the story progresses.
I don't know what that means, but cool.
Okay. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but they're really good. Anyways, Sarah, lastly?
I'm just excited about this.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I've been excited about... I mean, I just like, you know...
I love that you're so into comics now. Like,
I'm so into comics. Yeah. I'm the most into comics.
Well, you like borrowed my Civil War comics to read them.
I bought them. They weren't yours.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting!
Yeah, no,
why can't you give me something here, Sarah?
I just don't care that they showed so much because, like, I don't really care.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm just pumped.
And that's what I was going to say. That's why I think they did it. It's for the people that don't really care.
Yeah, like with Beauty and the Beast, I cared. I was like, enough.
Enough is enough.
I know everything. Well, that whole movie had already come out. So, but anyways, I'm super stoked.
Except the gay moment.
It seems like you guys in the chat are pretty conflicted as well. Not super hyped, but pretty hyped.
I think you guys should be real hyped about this.
I think you should be the most hyped about this than any other Marvel movie that's ever come out. Other than Avengers. I feel like the first Avengers movie is the most hype any... Because it was the first time you had multiple A-list superheroes on the screen at the same time. Joss Whedon wrote it. It was... Yeah, anyway... We'll move on. We'll get off my Marvel kick because that dominated this whole show. But you know how much I love that stuff. Next up, we've got more Dumbo casting news. Who's cast, Sarah?
Colin Farrell.
What?
Is in talks to be a lead role.
That makes sense to
he's
me.
My eyebrow.
In the live action Dumbo, he will.
Is that the character he's playing?
No.
Some weird, like...
I think it's a good photo because it shows that, like, Colin Farrell doesn't always have to look like Colin Farrell.
Yeah. How'd you like him in Fantastic Beasts?
I loved him in Fantastic
Beasts. Yeah, he was good.
The fact that you knew he was
Yeah.
No.
Spoilers.
I
I'm sorry. Like, that was the most predictable movie. I love Harry Potter and I love that movie. Like, I love the world, but yeah.
He's rumored to play a widowed father of two kids who befriend Dumbo.
Wait, isn't that the same story as the Saving Mr. Banks?
I was thinking the same thing.
What? How is that at all?
He was like a father. Anyway, we're being facetious.
He's not in Saving Mr. Banks.
Yes, he is.
He's the father.
He's the father.
Of the girl. Of
I pretend that that's not a real movie.
So on it. Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
Because Disney pretends it's a documentary.
Yeah.
And it's not.
It's the weirdest film. That movie really threw me for a loop. I walked out of that theater and I was like,
that movie's so bizarre because they were like, we're just going to make this piece of propaganda real quick.
Isn't he playing the ringmaster? No, another character.
Before we come out with Mary Poppins 2.
You know, like, they just wanted to rewrite what the making of Mary Poppins was, huh?
Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito's a ringmaster. We don't know who Colin. Oh, he's playing the dad.
He's playing the dad.
On IMDb, it says Danny DeVito is Medici and Colin Farrell is Holt, rumored. Eva Green is also listed.
Here's what's really crazy. At the end of the movie, Colin Farrell actually turns into Johnny Depp again in Dumbo. Yeah.
These
sounds are really like throwing me off.
I like them.
You say such happy noises. It's
I'm glad he's back this week. Guys.
Danny DeVito's going to be like a little penguin, like ringmaster. Like, I can just imagine.
He was already
him.
The penguin in Batman.
I know. But I'm literally imagining almost the same costume, but just slightly less.
Alice has got in the chat is saying this movie isn't even going to be about Dumbo anymore.
There's so many humans in it.
Yeah. Actually, you know who else was just cast? Will Smith.
Shut up.
No, shut up. He was not.
All right, let's move on.
Keeping it going. Keeping it going.
That's all the news for that.
Unfortunately, that's all the news we have for that. Next up, guys, okay, so it was announced today. It was announced this week that we can look forward to another decade and some change of Star Wars films. So up until 2028, they have guaranteed a new Star Wars film every single year.
Bobby Iger said it.
Bobby Iger.
A lot of movies.
I have a problem with this. Star Wars used to be special.
Is it not?
To only come around every once in a while.
I have news for you.
And I'm excited that we're going to get one every year, but I feel like it's going to get old.
I have some news for you. Star Wars is already old, and it's still special.
Yeah, but that's because they haven't had a movie come out every frickin' year or two movies come out every year.
The original Star Wars will never change.
I understand. No, and I understand that. I don't want them to overkill it like Marvel.
Yeah. Well, can
anyone really overkill it like Marvel, though?
Star Wars is like,
not quite
watch
like
me.
I get it. I think that the Star Wars brand has been sort of washed thin for years now, and I don't see people's love for it diminishing at all, and that's what I find so interesting about the Star Wars franchise as a whole.
But that's what makes me mad.
And that's why Disney
taking advantage of our love,
and rightfully so. They paid a lot of money for that, and in 5 years we've already in theaters gotten two Star Wars films plus a third one almost complete and coming this year. So like, they only took a 2-year break from purchasing it to making them, and I think that's super wise. We're already getting a theme park. They're hustling on that money. They're trying to get on that train while it's still in the station before it takes off, and then when it takes off, they're going to keep going anyway. But hopefully,
they're going to keep fueling it.
I mean, but I'm kind of into it, because who knows what it could become. I feel like this is a really interesting opportunity for Star Wars. Just like the games and the toys all started deviating and getting a little weirder, and people got attachments to those, like I did through the gaming, like Star Wars gaming. It had its good and its bad, but it provided a lot of really special moments for me, and those moments are the reason I even liked Rogue One in the first place. So what could that mean for the future of the Star Wars franchise? I feel like some of those movies could be providing the nostalgic moments for kids of this generation. They could be good instead of Episode 1, 2, and 3, which...
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I was spilling my.
This is my. The main thing I love about this is this gives me hope that maybe one day.
Does it give you a new hope?
No, I'll be in Star Wars, a Star Wars movie. But that was really good. That was really, really. No, Leo and me will be in Star Wars in 2020. What year will we actually get cast in a Star Wars movie, Leo?
I know. Well, hold on. Let me.
There's hope now. There's a new hope.
That we will return.
That we will return
to Star Wars.
To Star Wars.
I'm gonna guess 2019.
2019?
Yeah. I think it's soon. Both of us.
Okay.
We're going to get cast together, obviously. That is an interesting thing. Imagine the opportunities and the careers this is going to launch for people.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think I'm going to write them a letter and tell them to cast me.
Yeah, send him a letter.
Just kind of, you know.
Guys, everybody tweet at Star Wars right now.
Yeah, tweet cast at Keaton. I mean, Leo's like super official now, but just throw my name in there.
Super official. That's nice. Sarah. Yeah. You like Star Wars?
Yeah.
That's cool. How does this news strike you? You don't care? But you've gotten into Star Wars now,
yeah,
too.
No, I'm
when
like happy
I
about
first
it.
Started dating Sarah, she didn't know a single thing. She didn't even know the order of the movies. No?
That is a lie.
What an amateur.
No, that is not a lie.
Wait, no.
That is not a lie.
I got it wrong once. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I got it
hold
wrong
on.
One
shh,
time.
Shh, shh, shh.
Leo, when tell us your sad story.
Once upon a time, there was a boy named Leo. He was looking for love, but
found it on Instagram.
Escaping him. Then one day, one fateful day on Instagram, he met a girl. He met that girl at Disneyland. He shared with her his passion for the Star Wars. That girl didn't return the passion, but what she did return was a mutual love for him and everything that he
I want someone to animate the story.
Then,
take
one
this
day,
audio.
He received a text, and that text said, I really like Mary Jane.
Mara Jade.
Mara Jade.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, I was thinking of Zendaya.
Who would like Star Wars now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, see, you remember it. You remember it.
And Sarah was like, mic drop, Mara Jade.
And then, and I was like, oh, you would. And she was like, no! And she, from that moment, vowed to impress me. And now she knows everything about Star Wars. She's really invested in the story. She loves the new one. She loves Rey, so I'm like, oh my God. And I think that's really cool, but this is what I'm talking about. It took The Force Awakens to bring Sarah into the Star Wars fandom. That's
it
so
did.
Rad
it did
to
bring me.
Me
in.
That's
I liked
why
the
I'm
Force
excited
Awakens
about
a
this.
Lot.
You
well.
Liked it too.
It yeah. welcomed me with
so that's
open
a good starting
arms.
Place for you, right? Like the old ones, like you watched it, but
yeah.
like you don't like you know, like
I'm
you have
like,
no nostalgic attachment.
Exactly.
But you were here for Force
but
Awakens.
But I really liked
you're
The Force Awakens. I liked it more than Rogue One, to be honest.
No, that's fair. I feel like that's a fair statement, and a lot of people share that statement. And I go back and forth now that I've had some time to digest it.
Very different tones.
Very different tones. Yeah. You know what it is? It's DC versus Marvel tones, you know, like one's dark and gritty and one's lighter and more colorful. And I think each one has their own special place in the Star Wars universe to me.
You guys, there are 111 people currently watching live. Shout out to all of you, but only 38 thumbs up.
What's the
deal? What's the deal,
y'all? That ratio, boom. This summer, if you like this show, give it a thumbs up. Anyway,
moving
let
on.
Let me ask real quick, Renee, are you excited about episode 9?
Yes.
Yes. Eight.
The next one.
Yeah, the next one.
I am. I actually am.
Yeah,
excited.
You feel invested now?
Yes.
You're
because
in.
I like the characters and I'm excited to see where the journey takes them. I will say it did kind of confuse me because I watched so many of them at all. I can only remember the feelings it gave me, but I remember being like, oh, I'm excited for like the movie that comes after this.
Right.
Not
are you excited for Chewbacca to come back?
No.
No?
I mean, he's so great. You know, I think it's time for him to like.
You think it's time for him
and
to
he's
go?
He's lived a long life.
He's got many more
I'm gonna
years.
Get so many comments of just like,
he's got
no.
He's got a life debt that he's got to...
Guys, it's like done.
He's got to kill...
like I'm over it.
He's going to kill Ben.
Or he's indebted to him and he's his slave now because that's how Wookiees work.
So maybe he'll be like a slave on the side, like out of the...
He's very impressed.
With my mind, I'm my Wookiee, and my Wookiee, I'm my mind.
He's very impressed.
Sarah,
I saw that.
You need to stop. We're filming a show right now. Stop it.
That was the cutest thing ever.
See? Star Wars makes me
120 people watching now. Thumbs up, people.
So I'm going to take... Can't even... Cause she's watching herself on the screen. Guys, I want to know from you guys. Are you excited about... Star Wars coming every single year. Not just excited about episode 8. Are you excited about this being an ongoing franchise for the next 12 odd years? I'm stoked. I'm pumped. I'm ready for it. I'm just excited to see where they go with it. I want my middle... I want my post 3, pre-4 Obi-Wan movie. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
You are...
Steven's killing it, guys.
Dude, he's on fire. Okay, next up. Just kidding, everyone. Mulan might have singing.
Just kidding.
Disappoints you.
Yeah.
No, that's wonderful.
It's very...
polarizing?
No, it's very unclear. Oh. The thing is, so last week we announced that Mulan would not have music in it. Sorry, I'm burping because of my soda.
I thought you were getting choked up and emotional.
And then that news came from the director being like, no music right now. And what she meant is, at the moment, they have not... planned any musical sequences. And she clarified and was like, whoops, I didn't mean to say that there was never going to be, there was not going to be any music in it ever. But there might still be music in it.
I don't know how I feel about
Sarah, that. Sarah, one day they'll make a man out of you.
So we'll see.
I just was providing background music. I'm so sorry. So what do you want?
I'd rather no music.
No music. And no Li Shang.
No, I'd rather Li Shang and no music.
Okay.
I agree with Sarah.
I'm into that.
I am very concerned
about that.
Well, this is a good thing. I feel like they're going to probably cast mostly unknowns in this, which I'm excited. At least unknowns within America, because we don't know.
Like Donnie Yen, who literally is one of the most famous actors in Asia and most of the world.
Yeah, most of the world doesn't like. But I'm excited that we will then be introduced to some of these amazing actors from over in China, which will be great. But
Do you think it'll go over well in China?
Well, didn't they not release like this one in China, like the original one?
No, Jackie Chan was the voice.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm nervous. After what happened in Beauty and the Beast to the music, I'm concerned.
Right.
But maybe they'll take that as constructive criticism.
Yeah, maybe they'll cast Emma Watson as Mulan.
That's a great idea.
And then don't allow her.
And Matt Damon as Li Shang.
Oh no!
I'm
Great
so
Wall.
Down for that move.
No Great Wall.
And she can have a British accent too. It's totally fine.
I almost think it would be I want Disney to make the live action version of the Disney Mulan, and then I want like another like kind of independent studio to make a really cool Mulan.
Then I want just, a good Mulan.
No,
after
but
that.
But that's just based off of the proverb because Disney changed a lot of kind of the legend
would
of Mulan
you,
for the movie.
Would you
obviously.
Ever have known about that proverb if you hadn't seen Disney's Mulan?
No,
I probably wouldn't. But I appreciate Disney's Mulan, and I love Disney's Mulan. I love the NSYNC version of the song over the
totally
credits. I love it. But
how would you ever forget about True to Your Heart?
Because
actually,
it's
at 98 degrees. That's 98
degrees,
right?
Degrees,
NSYNC did Tarzan one, right?
Yeah, they did.
Trash in the Camp.
Yeah.
Yes, but I. Disney, Mulan is like my favorite.
It is.
She was like the most badass princess until Moana came along. She's still really badass, but she does fall in love with the boy.
I do dig
but she's
Mulan.
So
falling
she's
in
so
love
cool.
is for weaklings.
You know what?
No, but the boy ends up saving her life in the end.
Yeah. Sort of.
After a sexual crisis.
Shang does not save
he
Mulan.
He chooses not to kill her.
No. That's
when, like, she broke the law.
Wait. Did you just say he saved her by
not
killing
murdering her?
Well,
I don't think you know
that's like saying that Gaston saved Belle's dad by not killing him.
Yeah.
Beast is not a bad guy. He's a fine guy.
Belle,
he only
really?
Kidnapped her, but he could have killed her. Instead, he made her his slave.
Okay, I see where we're going there now. Okay, guys, okay.
This is the shadiest episode of Disney movies of all time.
Everybody's
okay.
Throwing shade.
In
and
summer,
then we have that sound effect now.
Stay out of the sun and get into the shade.
Ooh.
Mulan. Not a musical.
We have two, like, very big pieces of news we still have to get to.
Moving on. Okay. Anyway. What was I going to get to? No, I agree. I think it's a beautiful movie. I love the artwork. Moving on. So, next up. Guys, I think we should save number 5 for last. Can we flip them? I think it's a better one.
Flip them?
Ralph first.
Steven, we're going to go to 6 on this one. So, Wreck-It Ralph 2 got a title. It's called Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet, starring Beyonce.
Wreck-It Ralph 2 : Ralph Breaks the Internet.
/ and Kim Kardashian.
Are you mad?
No, you're right. That's it. That's all we got, right? I mean, what do you think it's going to be? I mean, obviously it's going to be on the internet. What do you think it's going to be about?
He's going to break the internet.
But like how? Is he going to get like stuck in the internet and he's trying to get out of the internet?
I think so.
Dude, you can't get out of the internet. I've tried.
Can't get
We're
out
on
of
it.
The
We're
internet.
In it right
Woo!
Now. We're done.
We're
you see, like,
in your computer.
I saw that like picture. It was Ralph's face photoshopped onto Kim's body with the
champagne
glass.
I saw that too.
Because the headline of that Paper Magazine article where she did that photo was "Break the Internet."
Break
Kim Kardashian.
What if they did? Yeah, that one. That's good. What if they would have? I want to photoshopped on Beyonce's pregnancy picture. That's the one I want.
Oh my god,
that one broke the internet.
Yeah, but like that literally. I think the title is so rooted in. current pop culture.
I agree.
That I don't like that, but same. Like, I don't care.
When does it come out? In a year? Next year?
But yeah, next I think year. It works really well because he breaks things. He wrecks it. And yeah. The internet's sort of...
But it feels like a try-hard title. It does. Like, I feel like they honestly could have just done Wreck-It Ralph 2, and I would have still been just as excited.
Here's what happened. Let me... hold on. I was there.
So, you were yeah, when they made the title?
Yeah, because what happened was... Disney was struggling for like months. They like could not.
Oh, Disney was struggling.
Yeah, they couldn't decide on the name for this film. They struggled a lot.
That's why they have their numbers in their phone.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was they spent all these months trying to come up with a title, and then someone just in the, like they were at their breaking point. They were like, "Why don't we just call it Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet?" And everybody's like, "Yeah, that sounds
fine,
like a great.
Let's do it. We have so many other movies coming out.
It'll sell tickets.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Some people
right?
I was also think it's hilarious.
You were there.
Yeah.
I thought
I was in the corner.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have worn that weird mask.
Weird.
Yeah,
choice.
She was wearing a Nathan Fillion
mask.
Well, it was Spider-Man mask underneath was a Hugh Jackman mask underneath. Yeah. That was a Nathan Fillion mask.
Layers. You got layers. You
She's a very complicated woman.
Very,
Anyways, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know how I feel about it, but, you know, I'm glad we're getting one. I'm glad we're getting a Wreck-It Ralph movie. That's cool. I like that image, too, of him being on Google. Oh, Giggle.
I like all the names, Google. How the way they've changed all the
Google.
Names.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Here's a game I'm going to play with the chat room. You guys respond at your leisure. If you could have Wreck-It Ralph visit one website.
Don't ask.
Keep it PG.
4chan.
Omegle.
Even that, can you imagine Ralph navigating 4chan? I can just imagine a cutscene, like a montage of him going to different sites, and he walks out of 4chan and just like throws up. That would be amazing. Anyways, I'll let you guys answer that as we move on to our final piece of news. We got a short film. We went from little tidbits and droplets to an entire short film based on Coco. It's called Dante's Lunch.
Let's Dante!
Let's check it out.
Here he is.
Dante. This is the song I was whistling at home, and you were like, stop whistling that.
I didn't do that.
Dante.
Dante? Straight up, though, that's every dog in Mexico.
It is.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the face from the seal from...
Oh my God. Was Gerald?
Gerald!
excuse me, what did you say? That's my bone. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. See, that is how dogs get up, for real.
Oh no.
What was she doing? Were those like leaves?
She was weaving like the flower thing she was hanging up. Gerald.
What year does this movie take place in?
Like, not present.
Yeah, not present, right? Like old Mexico?
Yes, old Mexico.
Ye old Mexico. You know what's fun? Watching Disney animate dogs as dogs instead of like every other animal as a dog.
Ouch, Dante.
This is straight up old school Disney. This is cool. This is like Pluto, Mickey Mouse, Disney.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Oh, dude, they got the corn. That's straight up Mexican corn, man.
And now he's a Mexican wrestler.
A lucha dog.
Lucha doggy.
It's like, what kind of bone is this?
This animation is intense, though. I love it.
Jump on him. Jump him. Jump his bones.
Yeah.
Jump his bones.
No. Oh, no. Doggo, why you eat my bones?
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Oh, my God. Dogo. Everybody's saying have him visit MySpace. Have him visit Snapchat. Tumblr. He would just, like, read fanfics about himself and, like, OTPing with other people.
Reddit.
Oh, my gosh. That's where I would send him. Everybody's saying MySpace and Snapchat. So the only two answers we're getting... All right, that's fair enough. Those are social media platforms, by the way. to get technical. Do you like it?
Yeah. Is that going to be in the movie or is it just
separate?
No,
it's just a short. Yeah, it's like the promo short.
It was really cute.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
When did it come out?
It makes me want to see the movie more now.
Yes.
Here's a question for you guys. So in the recent trend of movies spoiling too much in their trailers, do you think it'd be more powerful instead of doing like the trailer for Spider-Man, if they just filmed like a 3-minute short was outside the story that just made you excited about the characters.
So they have done that. They have done that. Thor Ragnarok has all of the Thor's roommate situations.
I love those.
And it makes me want to see Thor more. So yes, to answer your question, the answer is yes. I think that's way cooler.
Yeah.
It doesn't give anything away. But you understand, like, if you only watch this now, we know. Like, it's like, I just said, it's like an older time in Mexico. We know that there are skeletons involved, the supernatural, the dog is going to be silly. It's about this town. Like, you get so much information from shorts like this that give you context to the film.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked this short, and I think it would work for this. I think it obviously works for this movie and would work for a lot of other movies. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. I think there's such a great way to make a trailer. I don't think Spider-Man Homecoming did it, but, like, sometimes,
also fair, yeah.
like, the regular classic trailers can be so good and make mm-hmm. you really want to see a movie if it's done right. Just clearly yeah. whoever made that trailer didn't give away too much.
What do you think is the best trailer in recent history?
Star Wars. Episode, yeah.
The Force Awakens?
The Force Awakens. Yeah. That trailer was so good.
On point, right?
And
it was so good.
Just
it
like,
was
really good. Like with yeah. like that opening shot on oh my god. I was like, that trailer came out and I cried. Like, it was
I've never
perfect.
Watched a trailer more. And it wasn't just because of Star Wars, but I was like, dang, I don't know anything.
But I know. Wait.
The Destroyer was pretty freaking sick.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. It really was such a good trailer.
How do you feel about the Guardians trailer? I think that was pretty good.
The original one?
No, the new one for Guardians
2.
Too much still?
Yeah, I think too much.
I feel like they have to reveal that much because Guardians is so wackadoo banana pants.
No, they don't need to because they proved themselves with their first
one. Yeah, but like, where do you go after saving the entire galaxy?
Save it again.
Okay.
And I know this isn't Disney, but I thought the Great Gatsby trailer was amazing.
Great Gatsby?
And then the movie was no.
I liked the movie, but I thought the trailer was like amazing. The music, they didn't give away too much.
Roger saying he loved the Rogue One trailer, which is funny because it actually didn't have anything to do with the movie because it was re-edited after that trailer. So
yeah, lied.
Kind of weird. It was a lying trailer. Sorry, that's why we liked it better than the movie.
I should rewatch the trailer.
They changed.
She never
a lot.
Says I rebel. She does. It's the rebellion.
She's not a rebellious person.
She never
you don't
says
even know
that.
Why she's getting rescued from a prison. There are so many plot holes in Rogue One, but you just go with it because it's cool. Like at the end, remember she walks on the platform and that TIE fighter comes up, it's about to shoot her? When did that happen in the movie?
It
never did. That TIE fighter never did anything.
There are so many.
The illusion of reality has been shattered before your eyes.
I was just waiting for the I rebel line the entire movie. And when it didn't happen, I was just like.
And you were like, I rebel against this movie.
Yeah, I was like, what? I waited till 2 a.m. to come see this movie the night it opened. Like, what?
I cannot believe you watched at 2 in the morning.
That was the Wilhelm. By the way, Super Iron Halo is saying he liked the first Man of Steel trailer. I will say that that trailer was better than the movie itself.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. They really condensed it. That movie. Oh god. Batman v Superman though? What?
That movie.
Talk about a trailer that
I kind of like. I like the new Wonder Woman trailer.
I don't like the trailer. I like the music.
This is Disney Movie News.
Disney Movie News. We're talking about superheroes. This has been a superhero
movie. I know, superhero movie news.
That's it, guys.
That's it. That's all the news we have. Do we have anything else? Anything else going on in Disney? So you've got your interview. Plug that one more time.
Monday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Jonah.
Can they watch it?
On iTalkMovies on Popcorn Talk. Jonah Zhao, I think, is how you pronounce her last name.
Cool.
I will have it right when I interview her, but she's awesome. She's mm-hmm. in Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
Homecoming. We don't know who her role is. It's under wraps still. So
okay. Very hush-hush.
It's very hush-hush.
Guys, we do know spoiler alert, she's a Green Goblin. Spilled it. You've heard it here. Breaking news.
In the trailer, she was in one of the school scenes. So I think she's like a teacher.
Oh, sorry. She's not the Green Goblin. She's the principal, Mr. Bone.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Bone?
She's a young
Douglas
girl.
That's cool. I like that you're going to do that. And everybody should watch that.
Everybody should watch that.
There's some more news. Someone changed the name of their blog. Oh, I'm watching you, girl.
I did change the name of my blog.
Why would you do that? I like the other name way.
How did you know? When did you know
that? Shane got so scared.
You saved that.
He only knows
because of me.
But I know. Doesn't matter why.
I did change my name of my blog.
Way to call her out. Maybe she didn't want to say it because it's just scandalous.
It's a little scandalous. I didn't
Maybe
know.
Maybe our the audience thing, wants some adult scandal.
If you go to catslipstickla.com, it still comes up. Whew. Just the name changes.
Good. I don't ever... this summer, if you're looking for adult scandal, you can visit catslipstickla and it's still the same size.
It's about dating and life.
It's about dating and life when coming of age.
Read it.
I love cats.
Ooh, I looked at it. Scandalous.
That's your input. Not Disney friendly, guys, forewarned. But supportive still. I think it's cool that you're doing
it. It's a good way of bringing it up because then they'll be like, oh, now I have to look.
Now, what was it about?
Yeah.
Oh my God, everyone won't let it go that we were supposed to talk about Disneyland Paris. Everyone's like, Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Paris. Disneyland Paris is celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Whoa! Happy birthday!
To be fair, it was in the title.
I know.
I changed the title halfway through the
show. We were
show.
Like, oh, this Wreck-It Ralph news is more important.
Is there any, like, significance to them doing this?
No, they have, like, special programming happening. They had, like, a kickoff in John Legend, and Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives were there. I know she's really riding that ABC train
I was like, that is the most random, like...
I want to be that person. I want to be like the one where it's just like, you want to just come to this Disneyland Paris thing? And I'll be like, sure.
Sure, I'll be there.
I like Disneyland Paris because it's almost the same age as me.
That's a good reason.
I'm a year older.
The best
than
reason
that.
To like anything, honestly. Just kidding.
That cool. was it, guys. That's all. That was all we were going to say.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot revolving around that. But
oh, did we talk about that it was confirmed that the young guy in Pirates is Will Turner's son?
We knew that
We've
already.
We've known
that. He's the same actor.
It's on the IMDb.
But isn't he in another movie and it's his son?
Oh, it's the same little boy that was in the credit.
No,
it was finally confirmed. It's like now.
I thought he had been in another movie, and it's the same actor in this movie again.
It is, but it was never confirmed in that movie that was Will Turner's son, and now it's been confirmed.
Oh, no, I totally knew that.
Well, of course you did. You were on set.
No, they didn't tell me that. I just knew. Well, yes,
you
I did.
Just
okay,
know. Right. You know, just know things.
NDA is up. I guess I can talk about it. Yeah, no, that we didn't talk about it, but there you go. Disney Movie News. You heard it here first and last. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're leaving today with... What song?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, wait. Banana, 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 banana.
When's it going to start? Is it going to get
up. It's coming up.
Get hyped?
When you do your Twitter handles, it may.
Oh.
Guys, you can follow me everywhere on the internet at Mr. Leo Zombie. This summer, follow my snaps.
Intense. I love it.
And follow me on Twitter for my opinions every day when I talk about things like, what should I get for lunch? And check out this cool selfie. Sarah, where can they follow you online?
Sarah Snitch, everywhere at Sarah Snitch, and also Thingamavlog. Stay tuned for a cool special new series coming to Thingamavlogs tomorrow that was filmed literally right here in this very studio. Called Disney
Just
Debates.
Just when you thought you were safe.
Check it
Thingamavlogs
out.
Goes to pop
tonight at 2:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'll wait.
And Keaton Marquis as...
Keaton Marquis. All over the interwebs. Make sure to check out my interview with Jonah Monday on iTalk Movies here on the Popcorn Talk
I like
Network.
Your dramatic voice. And Renee Ariel, the most scandalous woman in Hollywood. Where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and Twitter.
That was very sweet. Thank you guys so much for hanging out.
Can we come into the
shout outs while that song plays? Guys, thank you for hanging out. Ish, Just Me, Maddie, Heavenly Imaginings, always good to see you. Christine Butler, Lil Ribbon 19, Carly Bison, Kendra Wong, Genesis Michelle, Carlene Sion, I can read it, but thank you for being. Pyrotech Nick, Samantha Ramirez, Mouse Talk Live, Allison Scott, Alexis Ryan, Bamboo 72498, Kendra Wong again, you're sneaking it in there. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Disney Movie News.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed here are those of the host. Sir.